For 5 months now, this song has been in the top 10 on the Billboard charts. It's called Moves Like Jagger, and the band is Maroon 5. And if you haven't already guessed, the song is an homage of sorts to Mick Jagger. It is far and away the biggest hit for Maroon 5 and its frontman Adam Levine. He told us the whole process was a departure for him. He normally writes his own songs, but this time he went looking for help. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger.
I was kind of interested in the idea of collaboration, and I was having, to be totally honest, some trouble producing hits, just me and the band, and I wanted to venture outward and see what it would be like to write songs with other people.
It's a great premise, Moves Like Jagger, because Mick Jagger, of course, has these iconic moves, certainly in his prime, in his heyday. How did you come up with the idea to write a song about Mick Jagger and the way he moves?
Well, it's interesting. I actually didn't come up with that main hook. That was the only thing that was there when we started hitting the song. And I will say, though I didn't write it, it seemed as though I would wind up being the only one who was courageous enough to have the audacity to sing that line, because it's definitely a bit cocky. Look into my eyes and I'll own you with them moves like Jagger. I've got them moves like Jagger. I've got them moves like Jagger. The minute we sunk our teeth into it, we started writing lyrics and the verses and bridges and all that stuff started coming together, and it just was kind of magical. And that's another thing too, sometimes great songwriting can be really effortless and silly and fun, and I think it was such a good vibe in the studio when we did it. We felt like it would be, for lack of a better cliched term, a pop culture moment.
Why Jagger? I mean, is he, in your view, like sort of the ultimate rock star? I mean, because you could have said, you know, moves like Jackson, or he's got the moves like Daltrey, or I guess it wouldn't work as well, but why did you settle on Jagger?
Well, I think what's cool about Jagger always, what struck me as really cool, is the attainability. You know, I don't think really anyone can claim to have the moves like James Brown or the moves like Michael Jackson or the moves like Prince. With Jagger, it was almost as if there's something about the way he moves that is uniquely his own and hard to imitate, but also accessible and silly and fun and not taking itself too seriously. It's not dancing. It's not exactly dancing. It's not exactly flailing. It's just this really interesting movement. And it's doable, you know. It's to analyze it this heavily is actually pretty funny and ridiculous, but it's also fun to talk about it.
Toward the end of the song, Moves Like Jagger, Christina Aguilera bursts out with this amazing bridge. You wanna know how to make me
smile? Take control on me. Just yeah, she's crazy singing, man. She's such a good singer. You're gonna have to keep this. Nobody else can see this.
Did you want to write a song that would include her voice specifically? Were you thinking about her when you guys were working on this song?
You know, I think when we were doing the song, we thought to ourselves, well, this is a very... There's a lot of bravado in this song. Our whole idea was, if we could share this vocal with a female, I guess it would kind of curb the cockiness a little bit in a way that was more welcoming, I think, to a large audience. And Christina is an incredible singer. There aren't many people out there that can sing like she can. And that was definitely like, well, let's have her really knock this out. And she did it in 2 seconds.
What does Mick Jagger think of this song, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he seemed pretty cool. I haven't talked to him about it at all. We haven't seen each other or discussed it at all. But I'm sure I'll cross paths at some point with him, and that might be a funny, you know, conversation.
Wouldn't it be cool if he would sing it with you one day?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I wonder if he ever would. I'm sure he would. He's Mick Jagger. You know, I don't think he has a problem handling cocky content lyrically in a song.
That's Adam Levine. He's frontman for Maroon 5. He's got 2 songs in the Billboard Top 10 at this very moment, including the very catchy Moves Like Jagger. Adam, thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll take it from here. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it goes
You're listening to All Things Considered.